Welcome to the Projector Movement Podcast, the ultimate mystery school for projectors, weaving astrology, holistic psychology, and earth-based ritual to empower you to step into your role as a guide for the future. This is for you, the 20% of the world that's inherently different than everyone else. We're projectors, we're different, and we love it. Hello, projectors. Charlie here from the Projector Movement, and I'm excited to announce the Projector Movement has a new offering, specific astrological transits for you. As projectors, we are deeply impacted by the planetary system and the planetary alignment. So depending on when you are born and how the stars within the sky and the planets are aligned at the current date, has a big impact on the energetics and what life and the universe is currently wanting to teach you and guide you ultimately back home. So knowing these big transits over the next 12 months that you are going to be experiencing is very, very important and resourceful and empowering. And there was a moment in 2020. So 2020 was a huge year for everyone, personally and ultimately collectively. Now, humanity goes through pretty profound changes and astrological changes as a whole. And then we also individually, depending on when we're born, go through our own individual transits and individual journey as our soul awakens over potentially many, many lifetimes. So 2020 was a big year for humanity and also a big year for me personally. For those of you who know astrological transits or different energetics of the planets and how they interact, that was my Saturn returns year. So Saturn returns is when a boy astrologically moves into becoming a man or a girl astrologically moves into becoming a woman. So Saturn for me went around and returned to the position where it was when I took my first breath in this world in March of 2020. So right in alignment with humanity going into COVID. So this was a big year for me, and I had three Saturn hits. So it went over and then it returned back. And then it went over. And when it went back over, this was December 18th, 2020. And the Great Conjunction was December 21, 2020. Many of you probably remember this. This was when Jupiter and Saturn were conjunct in the sky. And it was a very auspicious time and a very powerful time energetically. This was my third and final hit of my Saturn returns. Now, it was interesting because two or three weeks leading up to that, I would notice that I would be called, and this is a sort of interesting share and experience. Yes, I was doing it, but I was definitely being guided. So my sun, my conscious sun position is gate 57, the gate of intuitive clarity. So intuition for me is a big part of who I am. That's the position of my sun when I was born. So I was noticing that I was being called to go deeper into astrological transits, and I started to discover a lot about astrological transits and be able to track specifically the exact moment to the exact minute on when certain planets were moving into alignment. And this was two or three weeks before my third hit of my Saturn returns. And I could see the Great Conjunction at that, the exact moment of when that was happening. And so I was being guided to actually work with the planetary energies quite deeply, not from a mental space of like, oh, I want to know this. It was completely being guided, and I would watch myself, you know, at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. after midnight being like, what energy is like literally guiding me to do this in this moment? And it's profound how those two or three weeks where I really received a lot of this wisdom and consciousness and was guided in a way to do so, that this has played out throughout my life profoundly. And I've been tracking certain dates and doing very specific energetic healings, prayer, ceremony on specific time points and dates. And it's quite profound how when we have the wisdom and we can work with these alignments and energetics, what can come through and what we can receive. And yeah, I'll leave it there for now. So this is a profound thing. And now I am ready to share this with you. I'm ready to share an ability for you to understand your energetics, to understand your specific transits. And if you feel called, I've created a course, and the Projector Movement is offering this course specifically to projectors. And it includes multiple videos taking you deeper into your wisdom, into your energetics. And then we'll also present you a personal booklet, 15 plus pages, specific to your transits, depending on when you were born, for the next 12 months. So this can be a guide, this can be a booklet for you, a roadmap that you can actually start to understand the energetics that are playing through you over the next 12 months. You can refer back to this every month. That's what I'd recommend, because when you start to understand these transits and start to see, oh, this one's coming in a few months and this is deeply connected to relationship and it's asking me to actually build a stronger relationship to self or other or to our creator or the universe or whatever it is, you'll start to see these patterns already playing out. But when you start to read this concrete wisdom or codes because of when you were born and then the astrological sky at the moment, this will start to give you access to your truth and to know the direction and flow and work with the energies in an aligned way and a beautiful way and an efficient way as well. So I highly recommend this course that the Projector Movement's putting out, and it's ultimately to give you your power, to give you empowerment around the next 12 months that are coming in your life. So if you feel called to this, if you feel resonant, then click the link and we hope to see you on the inside. Okay, bye for now. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you felt the magic. If you're not already part of our community over on Instagram, come and join us at Projector Movement. We also have some incredible offerings that will serve as a guide in your life and will ignite your projector spirit over on our website, projectormovement.com. Until next time, remember who you are. Remember who you are.